Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so let's stick to the NFL for a bit. I know the MSU stuff has been big today. I know Rico Beard's scoop is interesting. Masalem's comments are interesting. We'll get back into it. I want to do this. A lot of times, we're just too close to stuff. We talk Lions a ton. You hear my opinions. They only change if you know if real things are presented, and maybe some stuff gets lost in the shuffle. Maybe you tune it out. But sometimes when a national voice says it, it's fresh and it's different and it's oh my. So I'm not saying that the audio I'm playing you is somehow something I haven't said, but it's a different way of saying it. It's a different voice. And I just figured, what the hell? Let's play it and get some reaction, have a little discussion here. Because now we're getting word about Tua's medicals, and they're all good. So for all you Beekmans that are out there who've been saying, he's Bo Jackson, I'm not touching him. Every step along the way so far, it's been positive, positive, positive that the recovery couldn't be going any better. Keep that in mind when I play you this audio from Colin Cowherd regarding the Lions at 3. Here's my challenge to you. I could spend 1,000 words doing this. I'm not going to. Argue a single word of it. Argue it. Open phone lines. Argue it. Pick whatever portion you want and argue it. You know what I've said. I'm not taking a corner that high in the draft. I'm not interested. If I'm in the top 3 and there happens to be a franchise quarterback there, I'm taking him and I'll figure it out later. Okay, it is different if, let's say this was back in 2000 and what was it, 10, and Brady broke his leg in week 1. Let's say they went 4-12 that year. They didn't. They went 11-5. But let's say they went 4-12. And they were picking number 3. No, I would not take a franchise QB. I have Tom Brady. This is not that situation. Your quarterback is 32. Your quarterback has been banged up. Your quarterback has won nothing. This is about the next decade. So, I've said my piece. That's a new voice there. Argue any portion of that that you choose. I actually think it is an inarguable collection of takes. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Mike, go ahead.
Well, Mike, we talked earlier in the show about overcomplicating things. And I think that's an example of this here. It should be very, very simple for the Lions at number 3 in the draft.
See quarterback, very simple. Take quarterback, figure it out later.
Well, and I'll throw the Chase Young thing into there as well.
Amazing. No problem.
Here's what needs to happen. There's 3 guys in this draft. Joe Burrow, Tua, and Chase Young. The Lions at 3 can literally, right now, draft one of them. They control their own destiny with that. Yep. You either draft one of them or you get a haul for trading. And when I say a haul, that means there better be another first-round pick in there. There better be a second round or a future second or future first. There better be an absolute return if you're going to deal that third pick. Because you know what? I'm thrilled with all this news we're hearing lately. Tua's healthy, right? You have the Chargers who might want to trade up for a quarterback. You have the Colts who might want to trade up for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You certainly have the Dolphins. There's going to be such a market. Even the Lions, and I say this cautiously, even the Lions can't find a way to F this up.
They will, though.
I mean, come on. You're at 3.
I'll tell you how they're going to screw it up. They're going to trade down to 5. They're going to pass on the generational QB, the franchise QB. They're going to take a corner. Then with the other draft pick, they'll take a guy no one will ever remember. And for the next decade, we're going to watch the Miami Dolphins be a force in the AFC as the Patriots fade, and Tua will be an MVP caliber quarterback. That's what's going to happen. That's how they're going to screw this up. Look, I've made all the points Colin made. I'm just glad someone else agrees with me because it gets pretty lonely here. But like, look, Jalen Ramsey is one of the more dominant corners we've seen lately. A guy who travels, a guy who takes the best guy out of the game, a guy who plays man-to-man, a guy who wants the challenge. Jalen Ramsey hasn't changed the culture of the Jaguars. The Jaguars are still bums. They're still wannabes. They're still losers. Take any great corner. You know, Richard Sherman did not change the culture. That was an Earl and Cam Chancellor production. Richard Sherman was a nice corner, a good corner, played a lot of zone. But that defense, it was about way more than him. You're not going to draft a corner and change 50 years of losing. I really believe we're going to witness the Lions making one of the great mistakes in their franchise history. I think this will be on par with the 1983 draft where they took fullback out of Florida, like Jim Jones or whatever his name was, and they passed on Jim Kelly and Dan Marino. Like, you're looking at that type of mistake. And it's not fair to Okuda, but unless Okuda goes down in history as Dick Nitrane Lane, or a better version, a more physical version of Deion freaking Sanders, or, you know, pick. Mike, you can't justify taking a corner over a quarterback. You can't do it.
You can justify it if you're Patricia or Quinn, because they have this win now mandate. That's how they're going to justify it. We're trying to win now. We're not drafting a quarterback.
But
that's part of the problem.
That's the folly of it all. That's a total folly because, again, not to pat myself on the back, I said to you, the great weakness of ultimatums is you take away the ability to make long-term decisions. And in many cases, the long-term play is the right play. And that's the big issue here. So, look, argue a single piece of what Cowherd had to say there.
Well, even in the secondary points that he had in there, too, it's looking to see what you could get for Stafford because there is value. He even said, which I agree with, this isn't a knock or this isn't against Matthew Stafford. This isn't some sort of, hate Stafford, trade him. You're just talking about setting yourself up for the future.
Yep. Realigning your cap, realigning your future, being able to really stock the shelves with some additional flexibility. Listen, you don't have to think Tua is Andrew Luck, but Tua is one of the better prospects in a decade, and I'm willing to risk it.
What are you really risking? Another losing season, which we've already seen? I mean, Coward's also right when he says the Lions don't have some sort of brand or identity.
There are
bad teams that still have brands, still have excitement. The Lions don't have a true brand. They don't have an identity. At least if you bring someone like Burrow or Tua or even Chase Young, you're talking about changing the entire brand and how people view the Lions.
248-539-9797. Suburban.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.